Hello there, and welcome to episode 148 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing Three Kingdoms Week by meeting our second main character of the stories, Zhuge Liang. It's a story seemingly destined for Hollywood. Orphaned at birth, Zhuge Liang is raised by his uncle, who dies when the boy is only 16. So he strikes out to be a farmer, to live a simple life. But destiny has other plans for Zhuge, and he is soon swept up into a world of grand strategy, where his decisions will affect the lives of thousands. Zhuge Liang, as portrayed in The Romance of Three Kingdoms, is best described as a tent planner. He made a point of not physically leading soldiers into battle, preferring to devise his strategies at headquarters using maps and then sending them to the front, however far away the front was. This led to a bit of distrust amongst the other military leaders, and they wondered aloud if the reason Zhuge wouldn't leave the tent was because he knew his plans wouldn't work, and he was hoping to cause the downfall of the good guys. But Liu Bei, the emperor of one of the Three Kingdoms, and the one that Zhuge served, went to Zhuge's defense, and the military folks backed off. Interesting that, in that era, the quality of planning battle strategies from afar was considered romantic, even heroic. Why, today we write protest songs against generals who do the same things from the Pentagon. Those who have read The Art of War know that a good warrior needs to be adept in the political battlefield as well as the military, and Zhuge fit this bill perfectly. Now remember that there are three kingdoms in China at this time. One was the Shu Han, the one that Liu Bei ruled and that Zhuge served. There was the Wei Empire, the one ruled by Cao Cao, who we met yesterday. And there was the Wu, ruled by a fellow named Sun Quan. Zhuge Liang was able to head down to the Wu Empire and woo them single-handedly to join the Shu Han in their fight against Cao Cao. To do this, he had to appeal not only to the emperor, but to his warriors and his advisors, each of which had their own agenda. Zhuge was able to pinpoint their fears or desires, and harness them in different ways to sway the Wu to his side. Thanks for tuning in to episode 148 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget we have a listener theme week coming up, so send me your ideas. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Three Kingdoms Week by opening up the book itself and heading to a little peach orchard, where a chance meeting between three men will set China on a course of destruction, disharmony, and war.